Okay, we're back from recess. I guess there was the application portion of the website they weren't able to access. So there's no formal application filled out yet for the Branson Township on the Planning and Zoning Board. So we'll wait on that. Danny, do you have anything else on either the Senior Citizen Board or the Library Board?
No, I just appreciated if the news media would make public aware. It is public service to make the public aware so that we can get notification by application into the county so we can review it and make those appointments.
Court orders.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We have four court orders before you today. The first two are personal property. The beginning one is a refund. We had listed the wrong vehicle year and paid the taxes, and now they're trying to get the difference returned to them. And then the second one was a duplicate assessment. Then you also have two real estate. This is a mobile home was sold. It's not on the parcel.
Did you? That's all I have right there. I've got the. Is that the Bull Creek one? That's the.
This is the real estate.
Okay, so I've got the information. I just don't have the. Can I have that? Yep. So this is this first one you gave me, the one that I have is the same thing you have, just minus the two.
The real estate.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
When did these become apparent to you? Because how come they weren't brought to BOE last week?
You're talking about the real estate?
Yes.
I wanted to bring this to your attention because it's quite an unusual situation. This lady called me, Amanda from Lindsay Homes. This shows June 10 of 14, but I've talked to her probably weeks before that. The unusual thing about it is the aerial photo. This is at Bull Creek. The aerial photo shows a mobile home sitting there. And they bought this mobile home in August, I believe it is here, of 11. There's so many papers, I'm sorry. 8/24/11. They bought this mobile home and lot from Green Tree Servicing. And they had it moved out promptly thereafter and sold it. And part of the paperwork you have is receipts from the transport company showing where it was pulled out.
You said they bought it in August?
Yes, 8/24/11 is what the purchase agreement says.
Am I reading this wrong? Because it shows that they paid to have it moved in July.
Correct.
So they paid to have it moved before they bought it?
Yeah, I asked that question as well. They, both Green Tree and this Lindsay Homes work together and buy and sell all the time, was the answer that I received there. Going back to your question, Danny, we've been talking for the longest time because I could not get my hands on the fact that the aerial photo shows a mobile home sitting there. And the lady, Amanda at Lindsay, said, I see what you're saying, but we sold it. It wasn't there. And so we've been through this process now for a good month of getting receipts and talking back and forth. The most recent thing I believe I have I had the idea, what about, have you paid taxes on it? So I suggested that she go to the people they sold it to, which is AES is the name. And in your paperwork there, you'll see a 2012 business assessment list for AES Enterprises, Monette, Missouri. And it shows a list of the mobile homes that they paid taxes on in 2012. And one of those is the 2001 Clayton, which was the one that they bought from Green Tree and sold to AES. She also got me the, she's got the insurance receipt where the serial number is listed, where they bought insurance, and that was in October 14th of 2011. And the last document, if it's in order of what I've got here, is the title to AES Enterprises Monette, and it has this same serial number, 49865 is the number part of it. Again, I can't imagine, we've got a photo, oh, and there's also documents from Bull Creek, a document from Bull Creek saying that it wasn't there. I've had our field appraisers go out two different times through this process. One of those two times they talked with the neighbors across the street, and they told us firsthand, face-to-face, that it wasn't there. So I hesitated quite a long while before I brought this to you. But you can't argue with a picture. But on the other hand, they've got the documents, and the titles, and everything you can think of. So, of course, it's your all's decision. I bring it to you.
Danny, this would not have been able to have been heard during Board of Equalization because of previous years. It's 2012 and 2013. Yeah. It's not for the 2014 tax year. So this is something that has to come before the commission.
Good point.
I think that's the answer you're looking for, isn't it?
Yep.
You want to divide up the personal property and the real estate, or you just want to make it all
just make it exhibit A?
Exhibit
A. Unless it makes it easier on you for real estate if you want to put exhibit B on it, but it doesn't make any difference on that.
With
today's date being the 14th.
Motion for approval. Exhibit A.
With today's date?
With today's date.
Right. Second. We have a first and a motion and a second to approve Exhibit A dated July 14th, 2014. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Christy, do you want this now? You want this now? Okay. Last thing we have is the University of Missouri Extension update, and I was told this morning that Ms. Irons was not going to be able to make it this morning, so we'll have to put that off. And we'll go into recess and move upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests. And it is open to the public if anybody wants to join.